boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
You're listening pretty late, and that music means it's time to play What's in the Box. Roger, have you kind of missed playing What's in the Box?
I have. In fact, I didn't even know what today was. I didn't even know who you were at first.
I know, it's
serious.
Weird.
You have been gone so long, and I've missed you so much.
Oh, thank you, Roger. But it has been a lot of great fill-in hosts. I want to thank Hannah Stanley and Mark Harmon and Sam Panionovich. And I know Dane is coming in a little bit. He's actually filling in for John Hansen, who can't come in tonight. He's not feeling well. That's why I love Facebook. I can find out what our schedule is. But a lot of Amy Guth, and I've heard a lot of great things. People have said, not that there was anything wrong with the fill-ins. Miss you, and I missed our listeners as well. So I'm excited to be back. If you've never heard us play What's in the Box, this may be a little bit of a something you're not expecting at 1 o'clock in the morning in 2016. Our friend Robert Trevino, who's in the studio, has never heard us play. Let's see if our listener Michael has ever heard us play. Hey, Michael, have you ever heard us play What's in the Box?
I have not.
Where are you calling from?
I live in like the Ravenswood area.
Okay, I was wondering from the area code on your call because I have caller ID.
Okay.
I wasn't sure what that area code was. What is that? What's that area code? That's not Ravenswood.
No, it's Ohio.
Oh, okay. That would be why I didn't recognize it. All right, 1 second. Let me see if our other contestant. We have Michael from Ravenswood, originally from Ohio. We also have Jim on the line. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Is that where the Sullivan's venue is, or is that Cedar Falls?
I think that's Cedar Falls.
Okay. Cedar Falls and Cedar Rapids, I always get confused, and I always feel bad. You don't want to mess that up when you're there, and they're not that far away from each other.
They're not. That's why
they're
you get
not,
mixed up.
No.
No. Do you get upset when people confuse the two?
I'm originally from Schaumburg, so I don't care.
Love that.
That's awesome.
I love that. Okay, this is great. So, Jim, have you ever heard us play What's in the Box?
No, I have not.
All right. So, Michael and Jim, I'll explain this to you.
Two versions.
Two box versions. So I don't know how much time you spend shopping online. I spend a lot. I buy a lot of things from, let's say, a website. Let's call it Amazon.
Let's say that's what it's called.
That's what it's called. And I was struck one night as I was searching for something. I didn't want to go to a store to buy it, and I decided to go online. As it turned out, there were a lot of reviews for the particular item I was shopping for, and I was surprised at the in-depth reviews. But basically, on Amazon, people will review anything from fish bowls to adult toys to galoshes and sweaters. And if you heard adult toys in there, you're accurate. That's what I was shopping for that night. And the game that we came up with between myself, our producer Craig Collins, Todd Manley, Charles, who's a regular on our show.
Yeah, sure.
We came up with a game called What's in the Box, where we will read a review for you. And your task is to tell us if you think that review is for a toy, an adult toy. You don't have to say that, just toy or an appliance. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Toy or appliance?
Toy or appliance are your responses to our reviews.
Okay.
And the first 1 to 5 wins. We have a gift card from Apt Electronics and a gift card from Lou Malnati's. Locations all over the Chicagoland area. Go to loumalnati's.com for more information. Michael, since you are our first caller, we're going to have you go first. And Roger Badish has culled his own reviews, and we're going to start with Roger.
It was tough putting them together. I was kind of out of shape.
Out of practice?
Yeah, out of practice,
well,
yeah.
And it's easy to get distracted by some of these. You're like, how do I edit around that word?
But still make it.
Yes.
Confusing.
Exactly. Yeah. Which you like doing.
Do I ever.
all right.
So here we go. Again, you either say toy or appliance. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Mm-hmm. The control is absolutely a piece of garbage. After looking at it for a few and taking it apart to see what the issue was, I decided to replace it.
Michael, what do you think? Do you think someone would do that with their toy or with their appliance?
I think appliance is too easy, so I'm going to go toy.
Mm.
Oh, I like the way he analyzes this, because he's correct.
What?
Woo! Yes.
Ooh. Try taking it apart. All right.
All right.
You have the first point, which means now Jim has to catch up. He's in Cedar Rapids. Elliot, will you please read for Jim?
All right, Jim, I've got one for you. Dr. Daphne dared me to read my review. in the voice of Jar Jar Binks.
I didn't just dare him. There's $50 in this for him if he pulls this
off.
So. All right, here we go.
Ready?
I'm taking my mic off because I don't want to laugh too hard.
This thing is terrible. It gets really hot.
I think we need to hear that one more time.
We need to hear it. Please play it. Right.
Move away a little from the mic.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll him down a little bit. Okay. Pull away from the mic a little bit. Pull out.
I got too into the.
I mean, pull away. There you go.
All right, ready?
This thing is terrible. It gets really hot.
What game are we playing? I don't know, but that just made my 2016. I am going to call you and just have you read stuff to me in that voice.
Okay.
I'm going to show up at meetings I have to read. It's like, now Elliot will read you the next set of instructions.
Poor Jim. Jim, what do you think? Was that an appliance or a toy?
I think some toys are better when hot, so I'm going to go appliance.
Oh. I can't hear him. What did he say?
Oh, he said that he's going to go with appliance because he said some toys are better when they're hot.
Well, that would be correct, yes.
Wow.
It's an appliance.
Wow.
It is an appliance.
Excellent.
Wait a minute. I don't understand why that voice was the one that told him that was correct. It should have been the other voice.
Okay. Daphne, will you please read for Michael? The game is tied 1-1.
Yes, I'm going to read this exactly as written. I just want to be clear.
With punctuation?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Excellent.
Took me a second to figure out all the buttons and such. It's great for a good price and easy to clean and store.
Holy.
There are a lot of exclamation
points. What's happening? It's all in caps. I see.
No, and it's all exclamation.
It's all exclamation points. Michael, I hope that you're okay.
Yeah, I had to pull my ear away from it.
Sorry, I pulled off the mic as much as I could.
I'm in the same room with her. I couldn't get far enough away. Okay.
That's like a Ron Burgundy thing.
All right. Michael, what do you think from all the yelling?
I'm going to go toy again.
Is that a toy?
That was so good. It's a
toy.
Wow,
you guys.
Very
good.
Guys,
I kind of love the way.
Toys.
And appliances.
And appliances.
All right. Robin will be reading for Jim. Your choice here.
Okay. I'll pick one. Here we go. This is featherweight, and it does the job. Those heavy ones wear me out just lifting them.
See, you totally get this game. You do.
I think he enjoyed it way too much.
I enjoyed it more than you think.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I hate to go for the obvious toy. I'm going to go appliance.
Yep, it's an appliance.
This is an amazing game. This is my favorite game I think we've ever played, this version of this. Michael and Jim are such good sports. Before we take a break, I think Roger will read for Michael again.
Okay.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I love his own waiting music.
Oh, okay, here we go. While there are some design issues, this has all the powerful features we looked for.
Ooh,
we.
Ooh. It's a group effort.
That's hard because the we throws it off. So I don't want to say toy again, but I think I'm going to go toy again.
And you would be wrong.
What?
It's an appliance.
Oh, look, even Craig was disappointed.
Ooh. Oh, really?
That Wii was a little misleading, huh?
Yes, it was. See, it's not as easy as some people think, right, Patty, to find the stuff and just make it just right.
It never is.
After we have a winner, I'm going to read you the bonus one that I think I have here somewhere. Oh, I do. No, I don't have it in front of me. There's one that I have as like a gimme, but we'll do that. We're going to take a quick break here. Jim, Michael, can you hang on the line for a commercial break?
Yes.
Excellent. We appreciate that. You're doing a great job. I would say you are some of the best contestants we've had.
Yeah.
I love the way you analyze it. I love the way you are just, you're riding it hard. More after this on 720 WGN. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. They do. When you order something from Amazon, like every box looks the same with a smiley face, and it could have anything in the box. It could have your new teething ring for your baby, and it could have a hand mixer, or it could have a new pair of slippers, or it could have, you know, the things that I probably shouldn't put on that list that I should say out loud. You could have your adult toy. And that was one of the things that caught my attention in the last couple of years, that people will write reviews for anything. I'm impressed by that. I love the commitment to sitting down and writing out a review. Roger will attest to this. There are some very in-depth reviews.
Extremely. Some a little too technical.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Technical. Some of, yes, Elliot? Have you read any of the reviews? Oh, I showed you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, the reviews are one thing, but the unboxing videos are the other.
Yeah.
Thing.
I actually made a purchase one time because of the unboxing. It wasn't that good. So Michael and Jim are our contestants. They are tasked with telling us whether they think a review that we read for them is for an appliance or for a toy. The game is tied at 2-2. Which implied the tide. Michael was read to last by Roger Badish. It is time for Elliot to read to Jim.
All right, hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure. I did a Charger last time. This time we're getting Yoda. All right.
Oh, you're getting Yoda for Yoda. This one. Yoda. Okay. All right. I don't know why I'm clearing my throat. Okay, Yoda. Everyone, because I'm getting ready for the laugh. Yes, sir.
Works like the info said it would. With a charging cord and instructions it came.
Did you get that? I broke up a little.
I did. I think I got that.
But did you want to get that? That's the other question.
I hate to say this. I'm going to go toy.
That is correct. Oh! Yes. That is a toy.
Wow, Jim pulls ahead. It's 3-2. It's time for Daphne to read for Michael. Yes.
Before Daphne does that, we did get a text from the 312, a little traffic update. Two people lost control last time Daphne read. So if she wants to be safe,
wow,
there might not be any more accidents. We're not sure.
Let's give them fair warning. Pull off to the side now. If you are listening, please pull off to the side of the road and put the car in park. Five, four, three, 2-1. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Very weak. Not nearly strong enough.
Oh.
I was very excited to get this product, but it doesn't work like I expected from the reviews.
Oh. That's so sad.
Yeah, really disappointing.
Really, really a bummer. I mean, really, really a bummer.
That's a bomb bad review.
Really, really a letdown. This whole thing.
Oh, dear. Michael, what do you think?
I can't go toy again, so I have to go appliance here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a toy.
Oh!
It was the most disappointing toy on the planet. You'd have been better off just going it alone.
You should have read it with that Lillipucian. It didn't
have
do
you, have
it.
Have you ever read the reviews for the Haribo gummy bears?
No.
No.
I need to read those.
All right,
those are the best reviews on Amazon, hands down.
The Haribo.
Haribo for gummy bears?
Haribo.
H-A-R-I-B-O-N-E.
For gummy bears. Read the reviews for gummy
bears. I like
that
we're getting assignments during our game.
Your homework, should you decide to accept it.
Well, we are...
Free gummy bears are the best.
All right. We have we now have Jim, who is ahead by one. It's 3-2 game. Robin is reading for Jim. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me make sure this is working. There you go.
Okay, here I am.
Yes.
Here we go. It looks like it tried to melt the moment it got wet. Why would it do that?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Jim. We're not. Sometimes we have a little more fun. Yeah.
Are you sure we're not dealing with a third category here?
I don't even know what kind of appliance that would be. I'm going to go toy.
Yeah, that's a toy.
All right.
I think the reviewer poses an excellent question. Why would it do that? That sounds horrible. All right. Well, we are at a 4-2 game here. Roger will be reading for Michael. I'm trying to catch up.
All right, Mike. Come on, man. You can do this. Come on. Here we go. Based on the assessment of some failed units, we made changes to the electrical board that should decrease the failure rate. Tried to sound like a company spokesperson.
What?
Yeah, would you like it again?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, one more time.
All right. Based on the assessment of some failed units, we made changes to the electrical board that should decrease the failure rate.
Wow.
Appliance.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's a toy.
That's wrong. What? The motherboard?
The mother of all boards.
Are you sure it says failure rate?
Yep.
What is happening?
Second. How do you assess the failure rate of a toy? What are we talking about here?
It doesn't work when you turn it on?
No, she's right. It seems subjective.
Is it the toy I'm talking about?
Can I use that argument in the future? Hold on. I think I was successful. You're being subjective right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's basically what I'm saying.
You are.
Elliot.
That's what I'm saying, my brother.
Elliot, are you worried about negative reviews? Is that what you're telling us?
The last thing I need is anyone looking at my Yelp reviews. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me just read one of the gummy bear reviews. Okay. My life has drastically improved since this arrived. This is what Michael told me. Michael, will you tell me to read the gummy bear one?
Correct.
My bowels, however, are a different story. I think Roger is breaking.
Roger fell over. He's not even in his chair.
I was given an assignment by a listener.
Should someone go help him?
Yeah. How do we...
I think he needs CPR. Somebody needs to give him chest compressions.
Roger Manish has lost it.
I can't read you the rest of this review. Then.
That doesn't
There's
look
more to it
safe.
Than that. There's more.
Oh God. Lot to say about these numbers.
Okay. I think that Michael has somehow tied the game this way, and we now are going to give you both prizes. You know what? It's our only night this week. I think I got, like, I know what I can do here. I'm going to give you each Apt Electronics and a Lou Malnati's card. Go to apt.com and loumalnati's.com for our locations all over the Chicagoland area. We've hurt Roger in the process of this game. We don't blame Michael.
No, yes. But I do want to know, Michael, how did you know about these gummy bear reviews? I think that's the question no one's asking here.
Yeah, some of my friends have taken those, but it was the reviews. They said, you know, if you read them, a lot of them you can't say on the air, you know. But
no, I can't say a lot of these things on the air.
Absolutely, they are absolutely hilarious.
I worked through this during a 7-hour sitting. I now have diabetes.
That is the 5-pound bag of gummy bears, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I worked for these in a 7-hour sitting.
Okay, you're both winners. Jim, I apologize that Michael seemed to have leapfrogged, so I make you both winners. Jim, Michael, thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Have a wonderful new year. Thank you so much.
You
again, it's Apt Electronics and Lou Malnati's... and apparently gummy bears. Are you Roger? You scared us.
Sorry.
Like, Craig didn't know what to do. There was like a lot of beating on the table, and I don't know if there are any devices that have been damaged. Roger, I didn't even read you. I'm going to read you the rest of that review.
No, please don't. No.
Off the air. I'm going to read it to you off the air.
No, I got to do the news.
Craig, did you say there's no more breaks until there's no breaks? Oh, okay. I won't read it to you until after the news.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, you're never going to make it.
Do you need a moment? Yeah, let's see.
I can read a review as Chewbacca.
No, that's...
Yes, please read your review as Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, let's do it.
Oh, God.
Yes, you can do Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca? Okay, yes. I can deal with Chewbacca.
Chewbacca saying words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like
down as he's saying it, so he's reading it.
Shake your fist in the air when you do that. That's
Or your crossbow, whatever it takes. That's not a crossbow.
All right.
Bowcaster.
Bowcaster.
Okay.
Roger, I don't think we've ever done that. And like, let's be fair. Like, let's be very frank here. The very first time I worked with Roger, I explained how much I prefer to... Well, you know what? The first time I worked with him, I think we were talking about ripping out the turf or trimming the hedges.
Yes.
So, and I don't remember you ever destroying furniture the way you just did. I thought that you would...
The only time that I have gone off the deep end like that...
Yes.
Was quite a number of years ago when Brian Noonan... Oh, God, I'm short of breath.
That's why I'm trying to talk you down, so you can do the news next.
Well, he was talking about wearing his... Christmas pants and the Christmas meat and I was crying so much from laughing I could barely speak, and that was on the same level.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much, because I needed that.
You're welcome.
Oh, me too.
My pleasure. I don't want anyone to get hurt in the process of the show.
You know, like they say, I like someone with a good sense of humor.
Yes, and we appreciate that. Are you good for doing the 1:30 news? I feel bad.
Namaste.
Okay. And also with you. Yeah.